Okay. Ken Aaron?
Here.
Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Summer Reese? Here.
Present.
Shiram Agamir? Out here. Tracy Rosenberg?
She's running a little late.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
Present.
Present.
Test.
Joe Wenzala, not here. Carolyn Burden, here. Nia Vediaco?
Present.
Kathy Davis? Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Teresa Allen?
Here.
Jessica Apollinar?
Here.
Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Bill Crozier?
Here.
Renee Bryce Laporte?
Present.
Okay. Campbell Johnson?
He's here, but he stepped out for me.
Okay. Kimberly Orendorf?
Present.
Thank you. Marcel Reed? Excuse, that's right.
And Heather Gray's also here.
Ethea Nwangaza?
Here.
And Heather Gray is not here. And then we have quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, where we left off last night was populating the committees, so hopefully we can get through that as quickly as possible. I have asked people to consider talking amongst themselves if there are two people from the same signal area applying for the same committee, but I don't know that all that's been worked out, so I think we're going to have a couple of quick elections to resolve a couple of these seats. So, and still several of the committees don't have really anybody on them. So if you are double booked on another committee and can possibly work it out with your colleague for one of you to take one of the orphan committees, that would be really nice. But if not, we'll get on with it. So I'm going to go ahead and just quickly read again the two or three committees where we have some conflicts and the two or three committees where we simply don't have enough people for them to be functional. Okay? Thank you. And then after that, we can quickly go to what the other things are that we have to. The executive director has not given her report yet, so I would like to recommend that we allow her to do that after we populate the committees because a lot of the other motions we can take up later. Okay. Thank you. Let's see. We've got double booking in finance. We've got Renee. You had not signed up for finance, is that correct?
I had not.
You do not wish to, or would you like to look at the committee sheet so that you can see if there's a committee you would like to sign? Okay, thank you. And Kimmer?
I have a grave concern.
Please, speak.
A grave concern about that.
Quiet, please. We can't hear. Hello?
Excuse me, can we please have quiet in the room? There's a tremendous amount of background noise, and it's difficult to hear the members. Thank you.
I have a grave concern about that processing being this being a new board, mm-hmm. that someone would take the integrity of this board and sign another member's name that had already officially said that he did not sign that sheet and put his name up against another member from another signal.
I completely agree with you. That is not something that any board member should do, and to presume that someone else wants to have their name signed to something unless they have specifically said, hey, I'm not going to be at the meeting, but can you sign me up for XYZ committee? So, you know, this isn't an inquisition, so I'm not going to, like, sit here and call out people, but I think that was totally not okay, and I think all of us would agree with that. So we all maybe think we know who did that, but I don't know that I'm going to go on the record. Okay, you know. I can't say I know what the fact is because I did not talk to the person that. So please don't say what I think, you know, we can have it on the record that this is not an okay thing to do and to admonish members. No side talk. Anyway, to admonish members not to sign other people's names to things because that's a no-brainer. You know, so, but
Summer,
yes.
Summer, I'm sorry. May I
yes,
recognize?
Nia's recognized. Can we try to not talk?
Yeah. I hear what you're saying, and I know you're not glossing over it. You're just trying to be expedient.
Yes.
However, we cannot, as the governing body of this foundation, we have a lot of controversy going on around elections locally, and for us as directors to actually do that, Renee was quite respectful and nice. He was honest and calm about it. For somebody to actually have the audacity, and that's fraudulent, that should not be done. It is not acceptable.
I hate to point out this is just a sign-up sheet. I'm not saying that makes it okay, but obviously he has objected and said this is not my signature. We've noted it. We're not going to like just let this stand here, but I'm not sure what I can do about it per se. But Rodrigo, please.
Well, you know, this is the thing, you know. You as a chair have the obligation to investigate what happened, and at least yourself got to talk to that person that this thing is not going to happen because we are beginning on the principles of trust.
Well, I'm happy.
Hold on. Could you stop? Because you talk a lot, you know, Summer. Please. You
know. I know, Rodrigo. And you know me well, so you know I talk a lot.
Yeah. Let him finish.
So go on, Rodrigo. Please, you got the floor.
We are going to start, you know, with the principle of trust. Mm-hmm. Right? This is not a good beginning.
I agree.
Because if I'm going to start being suspicious of who's going to be doing what with my name, you know, and their whatever interest, it's not good. Let's say, we are not going to point who did it. We pretty much know who did it, right? So it's, you know, hopefully, and it can be in executives, whatever, you
would
know,
you like
at
me?
Least know, you know, that, you know, that person was reconvened, that thing is not going to happen again. You know, I don't want to sit on the board who has crooked people,
it's true.
Right?
An executive session.
Would the board accept delegating that task to me as chair to speak with this person firmly, or does it need further action beyond that? And I will, trust me. I'm at the will of the body. What does everyone want me to do about this? I will happily take it on as chair, but do we want to have it as an official thing, or shall I simply strongly admonish this person never, ever, ever to do anything like this again? Campbell?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. I think that it would be important for you to consult with our counsel and to see what kinds of appropriate actions are taken in similar circumstances and to make a recommendation to the board in regard to that.
Okay, Campbell.
The first thing in terms of the conversation I think is totally appropriate.
Okay.
But I think that maybe.
Thank you. I've got Renee and then I've got Jessica.
Okay, guys. I didn't like it or appreciate it. I please, no more lawsuits, legal, any, drop it. I think people get it, and I appreciate it, and I do appreciate Kimberly bringing it up. Let's put it down. Stop with the legalistic stuff. Stop it.
Thank you, Renee. Jessica?
I was just going to say I think it's not a good thing, but it is what it is. It's not a legal document, technically speaking, and I can understand. Plus, there was probably nothing negative behind it or nefarious or, you know, for me, I'm grown enough to go, hey, mistake, we're okay with that, and it won't happen again. Plus, if someone puts my name down, I'm not going to show up and volunteer. I think that's a pretty good indication, you know, that we can control our own destiny, so to speak.
Thank you, Jessica. Alex, and then hopefully we can move on here.
I think we should stop making a mountain out of a molehill, and let's move on with this meeting.
Okay, I think I will take that as I will strongly admonish the individual. I will do what you asked, Campbell, okay, but I do think we also need to move on. Thank you. I would like to ask if Campbell and Renee would take a moment to speak to each other, since that's one of the conflicted spots, since you had said you would like to speak with Campbell about that.
This is public.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, I just meant, I mean, I've asked everyone who may have double signed up. In this case, you didn't sign it, but just to speak with their colleagues. The positions for which we've got double booking, as it were, are on finance from KPFT, from WPFW, and on personnel from KPFT and KPFA. And I think there was one other. Let me see where there's double booking. KPFT on development can have extra people. Yeah, no, that was on personnel. We have double booking from
point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes,
I think that development is like a task force.
No, I said that. Yeah, yeah. No, I understand. I'm bypassing that one. Okay. So we have finance and personnel seem to be where the double bookings are happening. I'm not seeing them in other places that have conflicts. And then we have virtually no one on. We have very few people on, well, I see KPFK and KPFA. We need elections people and audit committee. We could use somebody from WPFW for audit. We know KPFA doesn't have full representation at this meeting. So, yes. Alex?
I'd like to make a motion.
Please.
For a new committee.
Oh.
Is this appropriate now or not?
No, man. Don't do this to us right now. I mean, you can, but I think we should populate the committees we have because we're already, like, sort of spread thin on the very committees that exist. I've got Wesley and then Ken. Wesley? You going to make your motion, Alex? Don't let me stop you, man.
Let's see if the body feels this is practical and useful, and if it's not, Be it resolved that a legal review committee be established to review the legal cases before the foundation and pass on its recommendations to the PNB. The committee shall be composed of one director from each listening area plus one affiliates director.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Is there discussion? He wants to form a legal review committee composed of one person from each signal area, one director from each signal area, and one affiliate director, six people, essentially, to review legal bills and documents.
I would think, you know, you have a racism, sexism, and discrimination task force, and that looks at, you know, what's going on throughout the whole system as related to cases, complaints, and that kind of thing. Perhaps that could be a part, merge the two, because most of the law cases come under discrimination, racism, and sexism. You know, it might be a way to alleviate some of the activities of setting up another committee or task force when we're not populating what we do already, and maybe merging the activities within one task force.
I'm going to let other members speak, but go ahead. Ken, you had your hand up first.
Wanted to have speaking to Andrea's point, there are a lot of other contracts that have to do with real estate commitments, bank loans, big white elephant, copyright, and ownership of intellectual property. And the only friendly amendment I wanted to make was there should be legal professionals. I mean, to say, you know, just to have another committee of wannabe lawyers is not going to be proper. It should be paralegals or attorneys. If you could somehow put that in the amendment, I mean, in the motion, it would seem more appropriate to me.
Thank you, Ken. I had Jessica and then Lydia. Jessica? Jessica.
I'm sorry. It's okay. We usually look at the information once it's hit, so I think it's a good idea, and I'm concurring with Emma. That was my question. Is this going to be headed up by someone who has knowledge, who can kind of advise us and give the lawyer we can all discuss with our legal counsel? Is this going to be professionals? Or I don't mind that it's just not professionals, but, you know, always good to have a professional on the task force or committee.
Sure. Lydia?
I think we should table this discussion. We were not noticed in advance. This is
motion to
clearly
table.
Turning into, this is a motion to table, and the motivation is, A, there was no notice. We're constituting the formation of an actual committee. Because it doesn't involve LSB member participation, it will only be a PMB committee. There is no reason we can't consider it once we get the details of what they are recommending in writing to the PMB before its next meeting to consider fully.
Okay. A motion to table is non-debatable. Can we go ahead and take a vote on that, please? Actually, we can do this by show of hands. Not everything has to be roll call. All those in favor of tabling, please raise your hand high. I'm sorry, Mr. Harewagon.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, were we supposed to roll call? Because of the stream? What? Hold on. No, listen. I'm not. No one called for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 to table. All those opposed? Okay. The motion is tabled. Thank you. Moving on. So, and we haven't even approved an agenda here, so. We've just tabled. On the original discussion regarding committees.
Correct.
Okay. And this is where we left off. I guess it's a continuing agenda from yesterday. We left in the middle of the committees. But I'd like to get on with that so we don't spend like an hour and a half on this subject because we have a lot to cruise through. We got a late start. So I would like to get on with the contended seats, okay, because then whoever loses from those seats might be willing to go ahead and step into one of the breaches and on another committee, and we might get them populated and get on with this. So I think I took those little those ballots that Jack made for us yesterday.
You have some?
Yes, please.
Is it not proper that we take roll call?
We did take roll call.
Oh,
she did that, yeah. Yeah, we're all.
Please.
It's early in the morning. You need more coffee. No problem.
Point of information.
Yes.
I think Wesley and I have worked out the elections committee.
Did you? Elections school?
I'm sorry, finance committee.
Finance committee. Okay, anything we can work out will save us time this morning.
And I have withdrawn from one committee where I was the second person who wanted it.
Okay, which committee? Did you already want your name out?
I did.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I believe I made a point of information, but
yes.
Now I would like to resume my place on the staff.
You can go ahead and speak, Wesley. Go ahead.
Okay. Bill and I did decide that he would take finance and I would take audit. So if you would make that correction.
Can I write your name down on here?
Yes, you may.
And then, Madam Chair, you may take my name off audit.
Okay.
We're in the same station.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone, for being cooperative. Okay. Well, on finance, that leaves WPFW, if you gentlemen wish to discuss that at all in terms of that issue. On personnel, we have KPFA and KPFT are the two places where we have double booking, as it were. So the KPFA member isn't, the other one is not here. Is she?
Oh, A?
Yeah, A, yes. So was there any concurrence between KPFT members, or should we hold a quick election on that one? Thank you. Okay. This is on personnel.
Okay, and who are the candidates? Are you going to go through that?
Okay, the two places are KPFT has Teresa Allen and Wesley, and KPFA has Tracy Rosenberg and Andrea Turner. So those are the two conflicts on personnel.
How are we handling it? Two ballots?
Yeah, totally.
And just write personnel on it and then...
Yeah. Yes, Anya?
Thank you. And I would like to add my name to the affiliates. That's quick and easy.
Okay.
There's unlimited.
Okay, thank you. So the chair is the only person adding people's names right now at their request.
I heard somebody clapping, so I'm going to change my mind. No.
I'm sorry?
I heard somebody clapping when I said that, so I was going to change my mind. I'm
okay, so you want to be added to the affiliates task force, that's correct? And we can have extra people on that one,
but
that's
also
correct.
I don't know why they're clapping. Maybe I shouldn't go there.
Okay. Going once, going twice, Nia. You're on the list here. Okay. Nia Bediaco. Okay, so let's try to cruise through this here. So we're going to do personnel right now. We're going to go ahead and we'll do the KPFT first because you're both in the room. So, yeah, do we need to write personnel on here? We're just doing personnel. This is KPFT, all right? So should I write KPFT on there? Or do you mean write anything on here?
I'm saying I propose that each one of us write personnel and first KPFT.
Okay.
On the actual ballot, and then the person's name. So you're going to write three things on it.
Yeah.
But somebody else should distribute the ballot.
I understand. No, I understand. I'm just counting them so they don't distribute more ballots than they should. Yes, Ken?
Could we have the candidates make a presentation for at least 30 seconds?
Sure. Teresa and Wesley, Teresa, would you like to? We're going to do a really short presentation why you want to be on the personnel committee.
Yes, thank you very much. I served on personnel with Dave Furtick, I remember. When we first started it up, because it's not in the bylaws, and I think that I guess the most important thing that you need to know with me serving on this committee is that I will do the work between the meetings, because it's very frustrating to me when people don't do anything and then show up for the meeting and expect to just like be the deciders. So. I'm willing to do the work in between the meetings, even though, I mean, I don't have a degree in HR or anything like that, and it doesn't come easily to me, so I have to do the work between the meetings.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. Wesley, go ahead. Could you go ahead and give us a statement, please, as to why you'd like to serve on the personnel committee?
I am going to, Teresa, and for the benefit of time, I will not pursue my candidacy on this commission, and I would like to thank Teresa for allowing me to be on the audit committee unopposed. Thank you.
Thank you, Wesley. Very, very, very collegial of you. Thank you so much. Okay, excellent. We're already moving along here then. Okay, so now we have KPFA, the other KPFA members in here. So let's go to the other committee. We'll see if she comes shortly because she was still looking for classes. Finance. Campbell Johnson and Renee, that's the only place where there's double booking on finance. I don't know if you no.
I guess I just have a sec to say.
Please.
Try not to make this too long. I actually didn't really, my intention was never to be on the PNB. I wanted to be a WPFW board member, and that was fine. I had several folks and more than perhaps like mates from PFW know asked me to run for the PNB, understanding that some of them wanted me to run for finance committee because they're concerned about Campbell. Campbell knows the numbers better than I do, for sure. I'm on the finance committee locally, so I understand WPFW's budget. I understand what questions to ask folks. Anyone who's been in the budget committee meetings know I understand what questions to ask. Campbell knows the numbers better than I do. I decided I was going to go ahead and run. Several folks from the National Finance Committee have come to me and asked, you know, will I run for that? I am, you know, over the months I've grown to like Campbell. I already know that he knows the numbers here. I will only ask that if Campbell can dedicate himself towards making sure that never to abandon his skepticism, which is an important part of who he is, but to just make sure that the process moves forward. And further, that the people on the Finance Committee give Campbell the respect that he deserves as a member of the committee. I'm going to withdraw, and I'll go for the Audit Committee. And okay. I just implore Campbell to just dedicate himself to doing the best he can do.
Thank you so much, Renee. Okay, so I'm going to write your name down on audit, all right?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, we're making progress here today. Okay, that takes care of finance. So finance is a done deal. And that leaves us back to personnel with KPFA with the double booking there. May I suggest that we try to fill a few of the other slots and see if the other member of KPFA comes in the next few minutes before we go ahead and do a vote on that. Maybe somebody will drop out, maybe whatever, you know. So we have, and I'm just going to throw it out there. So I guess I can, I'm already part of, oh, that's actually a question I had, coordinating. I understand that the chair is already a member of coordinating automatically.
All officers.
So I might ask, Lydia, you signed up for coordinating. Perhaps you'd be willing to put your efforts into one of the committees that needs additional effort, or you're going to also go for coordinating?
I have elected to serve on the committees that I have previous expertise in.
Okay. And there's no conflict there? I mean, I don't know, right? I mean, it doesn't matter that there's two of us from the same station because I'm an officer. Is that how that works? Okay. Thank you. Just checking for... Okay. So the places where we still have gaps are audit from KPFA and KPFK. We recognize that KPFA may still have gaps. Add you back there. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And affiliates task force and archives, still an orphan, poor things. KPFK development and racism and sexism still needs somebody from WBAI as well as KPFK. And elections needs KPFK and KPFA. And governance needs someone from KPFT, doesn't have anyone for governance, as well as KPFK, and there's no affiliate director on governance. So, and technology doesn't have anyone from KPFA, although that may remain until we get more people. And programming doesn't have anybody from WBAI or WPFW or an affiliate director. So you'll do programming? Fantastic. Renee.
Excuse me, real quickly. Yes. We have somebody on elections.
Yeah, you've got Kimmery.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so programming for you. Thank you. I saw hands. Alex?
I'll do programming also.
Beautiful.
Point of information.
Okay.
Don't forget, I think you need to to ask people to, who's going to convene these?
Yes, yes. We'll designate that shortly as soon as we can get enough bodies in, into each committee to make them work. Yes, Lydia?
Okay, so can we get back to elections, get the elections out of the way if there's any left?
I'm sorry?
Well, Tracy's here now. So
oh, thank you. I did not realize that. I was still filling, but we're doing well. I mean, we've just filled three gaps here, and like, you know, we'll have these things filled out in a minute. We can move on. Jessica.
You mentioned governance for KPFT and missing a representative. Can I go?
You sure can. Thank you, Jessica. Okay. So, beautiful. We're really making progress. So technology needs an affiliate director and a KPFA director. KPFA, again, we just may have to have a couple gaps there. Governance needs someone from KPFK and an affiliate director. Programming needs somebody from KPFA and affiliate director. Archives needs somebody from everywhere. Development needs somebody from KPFK. The Committee to Investigate Racism and Sexism needs somebody from KPFK and somebody from WBAI and an affiliate director. And elections still need someone from KPFK and KPFA, as does the Affiliates Task Force. And audit needs someone from KPFA and KPFK and the affiliates directors. So do I have any more volunteers from K?
He's had his hand up for 10.
I'm sorry, Rodrigo. Which ones?
I don't know how we're going to deal with this, but the committees of inclusion, you know, is not being taken into account yet. And it says...
Wasn't that at the LSP level? Isn't it?
It says, in addition, there shall be established in each foundation's radio station areas.
No, Rodrigo, it's... I announced that yesterday. The elections take place at the LSB. And those, after the LSBs elect their members to the Committee of Inclusion, then at the PMB meetings there are to be reports... So it's a standing committee, but we don't do anything here to form it. It's all done at the LSB. No. It's a committee of PMB, but we don't do – nobody – nothing happens today about it.
Oh, it does, it's not going to happen anything today?
No.
Thank you. Okay. And I would like to remind members, if you've signed up for not even one committee, please volunteer, because some people end up serving on three and four committees and become quite exhausted. And I see there are members here who haven't signed up for a single committee.
Can we move on with the election, please?
So we can move on with the election, but we've just filled like five slots.
Point of personal privilege. Can we just please have one chair? We voted her in. She's doing a good job. She's been doing a great job as pro temp. Please let her run how she wants to run it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Kimmery. So I'll go ahead and move on to the election, but I would ask, and I don't want to identify people, but I see several members here who have not signed up for even one committee, and they're from, you know, one of them, you know, from my station, and, you know, just please pick a committee, pick any committee, pick two committees, but we got to spread the workload out. So I'm going to set this aside for a minute. We'll go ahead and move to the election on KPFA. So here's where the last conflict is on personnel. Is for KPFA. We have Andrea Turner and Tracy Rosenberg. I don't know if either of you, if anybody wants to discuss that. But if not, then we can go ahead and do an election on that. Ken?
Can we have the candidates speak for 30 seconds?
Of course we can. Okay. Andrea? Tracy?
I withdraw. We don't need to have an election.
Okay. Thank you. See, now we're back to populating the committees. Thank you. Okay. Where's my personnel sheet?
Was that the last one?
That is, I believe. Thank you. So I would ask that the members who have not signed up for a committee, you know if you've signed up for a committee or not, please to volunteer at this point. So I don't know, you know, I can't force anybody to volunteer.
You can't.
Yes?
Question.
Microphone, please. Thank you, Campbell.
Question, Madam Chair. Thank you. How many people do we have for the development?
Task force. We have KPFK needs someone for development. That's the only gap on development is there's no member from KPFK.
Okay.
So everyone else, there's somebody in the slot.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Lydia?
When did we form it? Besides the fact that we've been talking about it, but have we taken a vote to form it? I don't have an objection to it.
I can't say that we have, Lydia, so that's well taken.
Then... I move it. Well, whoever is promoting it.
Jessica is the one who first raised the issue.
Okay, thank you.
From what I understand, this is a committee that was deformed maybe a few years ago or 2 years ago, and it just never took place. It needs someone to convene meetings. It needs someone to dedicate time to actually making it happen.
So for clarification,
that's it. That's all we need.
It's a task force.
It's a task force to develop everything, business in all of our stations. Transferring, like we've discussed before, using in-house talent, surrounding talent at all of our stations.
That's a motion to form the task force. Okay.
So it's already established, but no one had the chance to do it last year.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Alex?
The task force was actually meeting last year. It met about four or five times. What happened was that the original convener and chair of that committee quit. And we didn't really have anybody who was willing to continue. And there was also some disillusionment among task force members for various reasons that I don't want to get into here. So it fell into limbo.
But it was formed by a vote by the board.
That was for a temporary ad hoc task force. The proper way to do it, I think, would just be to reintroduce a motion to create a new task force
I move to introduce a task force on development.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any objection to that?
No.
And hearing none. Thank you. Yes, several people have signed up for it. It seems like it's a popular committee. So let me ask, I don't know that we're going to fill every gap that remains here in these committees today. So how are we going to handle this if we don't have a director from certain signal? Nia, please.
Yeah. People could always add later.
Thank
but
you.
But I think we need to move it with the election.
Yeah.
Because I haven't checked out. I haven't even finished banking.
There are no elections. Everyone has very kindly agreed to work with each other and simply not fight over this.
So let's pick the conveners.
So, yeah, no, it is.
Can we read the names of who's on each one so we know?
And I'll go ahead and yes, please. Yes, John.
Point of personal privilege. Every time you make a new task force or committee, that's more work for Otis and myself to do. Please make them working groups of the board, because if you make it a working group of the board, then it's not streamed, and you can do your work, and you can bring it to the board and discuss it at the board level, and it doesn't infringe on our free time. Thanks.
Thank you, John. Lydia, do you have any? We just voted this as a committee or a task force. So.
I would say it would have to be a task force, and the reason for it is because of the situation in the foundation that everyone is concerned about, and there has to be evidence that this PMB is doing something about it, something in a positive way, that all of the listeners and the everyone that gives us money can listen to what we're doing productively.
Okay, and I'll go ahead and join audit.
I'm sorry,
Kathy, go ahead.
If we could establish that this task force doesn't have to reach a quorum, it can continue to do its work without interfering and having people stand by unnecessarily.
I second that.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Okay. Can you note that for the record, please, Carolyn? Okay, thank you. And I'll go ahead and volunteer for audit, since I like to keep my hand in finance somewhere, and I'm not going on finance committee, so why not audit? Yeah. Okay. So I'll volunteer for that one. And that'll help fill that out. And I'll volunteer for the development, too. And that's it, because I'm all volunteered out. All right, I'll read off who everybody is, and hopefully the rest of these gaps will be filled. Okay. We've got finance from KPFA, Tracy Rosenberg, KPFK, Ken Aaron, KPFT, Bill Crozier, WBAI, Alex Steinberg, WPFW, Campbell Johnson. Audit, KPFA, open still. KPFK, Summer Reese. KPFT, Wesley Bethune. WBAI, Carolyn Burden. WPFW, Renee Bryce Laporte. Affiliate director position still open. KPFA, personnel. KPFA, Andrea Turner. KPFK, Lydia Brazone. KPFT, Teresa Allen. WBAI, Nia Bediako. WPFW, Marcel Reed, Affiliate Director, Afia Wangaza. Affiliate Task Force, KPFA and KPFK, still vacant. KPFT, Jessica Apollinar and Teresa Allen. WBAI, Kathy Davis and Nia Bediaco. WPFW, Campbell Johnson. And the affiliate directors, Heather Gray and Afia Wangaza. Archives Task Force is not presently populated sufficiently to, we only have one person has signed up for that. So that was Jessica Apollinar from KPFT. Development Task Force, KPFA, Andrea Turner. KPFK, Summer Reese. KPFT, Jessica Apollinar and Teresa Allen. WBAI, Kathy Davis. WPFW, Campbell Johnson. Affiliate Director, Heather Gray. Committee to Investigate Racism and Sexism, KPFA, Andrea Turner. KPFK, still open. KPFT, Wesley Bethune. WBAI, still open. WPFW, Kimmery Orndorff. Affiliate Director position, still open. Elections Committee, KPFA, still open. KPFK, still open. KPFT, Wesley Bethune. WBAI, Carolyn Burden. WPFW, Kimmery Orndorff. Coordinating Committee, KPFA, Tracy Rosenberg. KPFK, Lydia Brazone. KPFT, Bill Crozier. WBAI, Nia Bediaco. WPFW, Kimmery Orndorff. Affiliate Director, Afia Wangaza. Governance, KPFA, Tracy Rosenberg. KPFK, still open. KPFT, Jessica Apollinar. WBAI, Kathy Davis. WPFW, Marcel Reed. Affiliate Director position, still open. Technology, KPFK, vacant. KPFK, Ken Aaron. KPFT, Jessica Apollinar. WBAI, Kathy Davis.
Can you start that again?
Which one?
Technology.
Technology, KPFA, open. KPFK, Ken Aaron. KPFT, Jessica Apollinar. WBAI, Kathy Davis. WPFW, Kimmery Orndorff. Affiliate Director, still open. Programming, KPFA, open. KPFK, Rodrigo Argueta. KPFT, Jessica Pardon me, I see there's a double booking on programming. And I missed that because it's next to a tree printed on the paper. WBAI, we have Alex Steinberg, and WPFW, Renee Bryce Laporte. And this is the last one I'm reading. So on programming, Jessica and Wesley, have you discussed this at all among yourselves to see who might want to, do we need to have an election or do you want to discuss?
I thought we would.
And also remember to not get spread so thin that it's difficult to attend all the meetings. You really, after a while, you realize you're on a ton of committees.
Right. Well, programming is, I've served on the committee before and it's my hopes to, continue in that capacity. Programming is very important network, and it's our product.
Thank you, Wesley.
I will not concede. I would like for it to go to a vote, and I would also like questions.
Well, let's ask Jessica before we go to votes on things that may not be necessary. Jessica?
I was going
to
say you can go unopposed. I'm here to help.
Thank you. And you're on several committees. Also.
You're right.
We know you're going to be working hard.
It's in capable hands with Wes.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate any time that we can come to agreement without having to vote about it. So, as I was saying, KPFT, Wesley Bethune. So, and that's it. That's all the committees, okay? And
conveners.
Can you read all of
conveners.
Programming,
KPFA is still vacant. KPFK, Rodrigo Argueta. KPFT, Wesley Bethune. WBAI, Alex Steinberg. WPFW, Renee Bryce Laporte.
Okay.
All right. So, are we, Bill?
I'd like to thank and congratulate everybody. I think this is a first.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much to everyone. Yes, now we have to have conveners. Again, can we get volunteers on each committee to just say, I will convene this committee when that, yes, Ken?
Ken Aaron, I'll convene finance.
Finance, okay, so we've got a volunteer on finance. Fantastic. Yes?
I'll convene personnel since I'm already on there, the secretary. So
fantastic. Just give me a moment so I can write this down. Thank you so much, Nia. Ken is the convener here, and personnel is Nia. Okay. Do I have other hands?
Point of information. Can I, in terms of being the convener, what does that entail?
Okay, of course. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
To be the convener means you will call the first meeting and bring it to order, and then of course you will elect a chair at that meeting. But it's in lieu of a chair because you can't elect a chair until you get to the meeting. The convener is the person who calls the meeting and opens the meeting and gets the election going for the chair of that committee. So thank you. It's like you're the chair for a moment. Yes, Andrea.
I'll convene racism, sexism.
Fantastic. Thank you, Andrea. Okay, let me just write that down. Okay, Andrea, convener. Okay. Do I have any other? Rodrigo?
Programming?
Okay, thank you. Okay, one moment, please, and I'll get you, Jessica. I got to find my right sheet here, programming. Okay, convener. Jessica.
I don't know how this works with the development. I would like to be the convener.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, yeah. Task force has to be convened also. Okay.
A point of information.
Affiliates? Okay, one moment, please. Let me just find, I'll take your point of information, just I don't want to lose my place. Okay, convener. Yes, who had the point of information? Neil?
What was the first one? What was the first committee you did?
Who
was
Finance. The
convener? And who was the convener?
Ken.
Ken, okay.
Thank you. Lydia?
I'll be the convener for coordinating.
Okay, great, thank you. Okay, coordinating. Okay, so the groups, the committees for which we still need conveners are elections. We need to have a convener. Wesley?
I volunteer to convene elections.
Okay. Okay, let's see. We've got a convener on that one and that one. Okay, we need a convener on audit. You want to volunteer? Okay, Carolyn will convene audit. Excellent. We got here. Okay. And that leaves us with governance and technology. Do we have a volunteer to convene governance? Yes, Jessica? Okay. You're awesome.
I've got time.
Thank you. Well, you're going to need it.
And a great boss.
Technology. Kathy, would you like to convene again? No? Okay, do we have a volunteer to convene technology?
Kim, how about Kim?
Ken?
Oh, it's nobody else.
You volunteer, Ken? Don't sign his name. No.
Were you coughing or volunteering?
I'm speaking to Kim. I am speaking to Kim. I'm volunteering you to convene
technology?
To convene.
Do you want to technology? Convene technology? You just have, okay, because you're convening finance. Thank you. It is helpful.
Who's convening?
Technology.
Kimmery's going to convene. You said Kim, and I thought you said Ken. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kimmery.
Yes. Okay.
I'm sorry. Point of information.
Yes.
I didn't hear sexism and racism.
That's Andrea.
Okay.
Andrea said it. So I think let me just double check. I think we actually have a convener on all of them, which is fantastic. Let's see. Finance. Ken is the convener. Audit. Carolyn is the convener. Personnel. Nia. Affiliates. Afia. Development. Jessica. A committee to investigate racism and sexism, Andrea. Elections, Wesley. Coordinating, Lydia. Governance, Jessica. Technology, Kimmery. And programming, Rodrigo. You good?
Archives
is an orphan right now. It's got one volunteer. We all, you know, and I hate to say it from having had long conversations with Brian. He says that's the way.
That's exactly why I
you'll go on archives. Thank you. Archives. Okay.
Convene also.
Are you going to convene archives too?
Just call up.
Okay. Well, do we have anybody else who wants to volunteer for archives? Because we've got two members on there, one from KPFT and one from
MSB.
Okay. So, Kimmery, do you want to convene archives? Because Jessica's convening two meetings already, just to spread out the workload. Thank you.
Okay. But you got to.
Archives task force, yes. Okay. So thank you, everybody. We have just gotten through the committees. We're done. We've got conveners on all of them, and we'll fill the vacancies. You know, when KPFA is all resolved, hopefully we'll have a couple more volunteers for those spots there. So, all right. Now we need. You can go photocopy those. Thank you so much, John. Okay. And give me 1 second, please. Yes. Oh, yes. And when you all go back home. Hi. When you get back home, your LSBs also have to elect people to these various committees except for finance. And, you know, sometimes we get new chairs on the LSB, and they don't know they're supposed to do this, and they don't necessarily get those committee rosters out there and start. So, you know, as PNB directors, please make sure that your local LSB knows that they've got to, you know, elect people to these committees or volunteer people to these committees. Yes.
Can we get a copy of what?
Yes. Can
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yes, she's preparing that. So, yes, but just so you know, and this is like the next order of business at your next LSB meeting, is make sure that your chair gets this on the agenda so you have people from your LSBs on these committees. Otherwise, we won't have them populated sufficiently to do business. Thank you. Bill?
Just a request of everybody. You know, we've had problems over and over again with being spread too thin and not being able to meet quorum and frustrating our people on our LSBs who do want to participate in the committee. So if you don't have time to really participate in a committee, just please resign. And we can either leave the space open so that at least it won't prevent us from reaching quorum, or, you know, we can choose replacements if needed. Thank you.
Thank you. Nia?
Sure. Just a point of information.
Yes.
I would like to settle up with the room situation. Should we do that now to give the checks? Are we going to talk about the room?
Are some people out of pocket here? Is that what I'm gathering?
Yes, yes. So I want to give to pay up for my room. Are we, what are we doing with that?
I'm not sure because I see, because you have a room alone, is that the difference?
Yes.
Okay, and has it already been covered by the foundation, but you, or did you book your room separately? No.
No, but I want to cover my half, so what are we doing with
I think we can probably handle that right after the meeting with, I mean, if, I'm not sure, I haven't done that part before.
Arlene?
That's what I was thinking. This is like an internal administrative issue. I think we can handle it with LaVarne right after the meeting, if that's all right.
Okay. And it's $75 per night, right?
I don't actually know.
$75 a night?
Anyway, that should be handled after.
Yeah, I think we can settle this right after the meeting, though, Nia. Okay, because, yeah.
I don't want my name.
Okay, yes, Lydia?
Housekeeping, rides to the airport, do we have them, or...
Gosh, don't look at me. I'm not on the coordinating committee. Now I am.
Bill?
Yeah, Deb Shafto, she's coordinating all that stuff, too. And, I mean, she already asked me to pick up, take three of you, and I assume she's talked to some of the other local people. If not, let's talk after the meeting. We'll definitely give you rides, and just hang around right after the meeting if you haven't heard.
But some of us are leaving before the meetings end.
I believe she asked me to take Kimry... Renee and Afia, I believe.
What time are their flights leaving?
I'll have to look at my list. We can all get together after the end of this. But she emailed me this morning, so the rest of you
can just pass around a sheet of paper. People write their names.
Okay.
We got enough local people.
Excuse me. I guess for the ease of moving things along here, some people have actually obtained a 1 p.m. checkout from the hotel, which is supposed to be the time that we conclude today as 1 p.m. If you like, we could see if we could find out if the hotel would just let everyone check out at 1, and that way we could just cruise through business.
Oh, I thought that's what happened.
Hmm?
Oh, we individually have to
ask? No, let me handle this as a group. Let's not do things individually. Let's do it all at once for everybody. We booked as a group. They should be able to make an accommodation as a group, you know. I'm just saying that if we could have a 1 o'clock checkout, we don't have to break to have people go get their suitcases. We just end the meeting and then go get your stuff.
You'll confirm that that's happening?
Yes. Well, here's my suggestion so we can move things along. We have, and I see there's public comment list down here, but we... I would like to let the executive director give her report because she hasn't yet given her report for the public or for the stream. If there's no objection, she could give her report. And it says public comment time certain, 10:30 a.m. We don't have very many members of the public here. If the public isn't opposed to it, I'd like to move that to 11, let Arlene give her report during the next half hour. And that way there might be more members of the public here by 11. I don't know. If the public objects, you know, I see there are very few members of the public. I'd like to give more of an opportunity for them. So... No objection from the public? Thank you. Okay, so if there's no objection from the board, then I would like to allow Arlene to go next because she has a 5-page report.
And you're going to go.
And then I'll go check with the hotel to get us a later checkout, and then when I get back, we can do public comment. Okay, thank you so much.